Good morning. We continue with Chayalim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Chavav Chavzayin, the Melachos of Kosher and Matir. It's mavur in the Mishnayos that there are three levels of knots. There are knots which are Osam in Araisa, there are knots which are Osam in Rabbanon, and there are knots which are Mutter. And so some types of knots will actually be halachically going to be Mutter to do. So what are the criteria which decide whether this is a Araisa, a Rabbanon, or it's mutter? So the Rambam and those who follow that shita understand in the following way. We mentioned in the previous year that the Rambam has two criteria for a knot to be chayiv deraisa. It has to be a kesher shakayama. It has to be put together with intent to leave it there, and it has to be, have some level of umnus, of craftsmanship to it. So either it means because it's a complex knot, or it means because it's a knot which of its own will not unravel, will not come undone. So the Rambam uses these criteria to define what's a deraisa, what's a derabanan, what's mutter. He says a knot which has both criteria is deraisa. A knot which has either one of the two criteria is derabanan. A knot which has neither of those criteria is mutter. So we have two criteria, and we use that to create three levels of knots. However, Rashi does not have a tanai of Maisa Uman, a kesher of an Uman. Rashi only has one criteria, which is Shokayama. So according to Rashi, how do you have three levels? So according to the approach of Rashi, the three levels are the following. If a person makes a knot which is to be permanent, that's a Malacha D'Raisa. A person makes a knot which is going to be undone, the other end of the spectrum, within a short period of time, person made a knot and plans to undo it very shortly, that's going to be mutter. Person makes a knot and plans to leave it there for a while, that's the rabbanon. What's called immediate, which is going to make it mutter, what's called for a while, it's going to make it also be rabbanon. There are two shitas. One shita says anything less than 24 hours is mutter. Any knot that you plan to leave more than 24 hours already is called leaving there for a while, and that's going to be also be rabbanon. One shita says that up to 7 days is considered you plan to undo it shortly, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Person plans to leave it more than 7 days, that's going to be asur mirabbanan, because you plan to leave it there for a while. Therefore, since we're dealing with the chumra of Shabbos chatchila, we define knots which are which the person makes and plans to undo within 24 hours, are going to be a mutter. Knots which a person plans to more than 24 hours, a person should not do because of this concern that it's going to be Nisr Mirabbanan. According to Rashi, that's the only criteria is time. According to the Rambam, that we have the two criteria of time and of umnus. The Rambam does not have what we just mentioned, the different levels of time. It's either permanent or not permanent. The other 20 element is the umnus. So according to the Rambam, making a knot which is not a kesher uman, and you do not plan to leave it permanently, is going to be mutter, even though you plan to leave it there for months. But you plan to undo it in 6 months from now. So it's not a permanent knot, it's going to be mutter. According to Rashi, it's going to be also mirabbanan, because there is some level of permanence to it, mirabbanan. According to Rashi, and that which is you plan to do undo within 24 hours, even though it's a kesher uman, is going to be mutter, because umnus is not important. The only question is, what's your time frame? According to the Rambam, even though you plan to undo within 24 hours, since it's a ma'is uman, it's going to be usur. So we are machmer lechatchila for both shitas. So any kesher which is a kesher uman, even if a person plans to undo within 24 hours, is usur to do. Any kesher which is not a kesher uman, a person plans to do within 24 hours, is mutter. A person plans to take that non-kesher uman and leave it there for more than 24 hours, a person should not make that knot. The same way the malacha of kosher is limited to these criteria that also apply to the malacha of matter, which is undoing a knot. A knot which is made to be undone within 24 hours is mutter to undo on Shabbos, assuming it's not a ma'aseh uman. If it's a ma'aseh uman, according to the Rambam, you can't undo it. You can't do it, and you can't undo it. So we're machmer all both shitas, as a chayyim, and we'll explain Bezat Hashem in the upcoming shiur. Meanwhile, have a good day.